This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Seattle, Washington is home to Sound Community Bank. Lori Stewart, president and CEO. We've talked to her a couple of times the past couple of years, mostly about pandemic-era relief programs and how things like the Paycheck Protection Program, if you remember that, how they were working out. Today, though, with that half-point Fed interest rate hike in the books, we've gotten her back on the phone. Lori, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
How, first of all, is business at Sound Community Bank these days?
Well, business is good. And one of the things that I think is really significant is of those 1,515 PPP loans we made, all but 13 of them are paid off. And the vast majority were forgiven. Isn't that awesome?
That's actually really good. That's and not only just for what that means for small businesses, but that they could figure out the paperwork and all that stuff, right?
Exactly. For all the kind of bemoaning we did about the program and getting it up and running, it really sorted out very, very well. So it makes me smile.
What is your sense of how small businesses are doing up where you are?
Isn't that a great question? Because I think it varies so much about what kind of business you're in. Certainly, we're seeing, it's like I have to park within the lines in our parking garage now because there's so many people back around. But I do think it varies. However, our sense in our market is that people have relatively positive attitude. They're concerned about supply chain issues in some cases, but they're doing okay.
All right. So let me ask you to step way back from the small businesses that you and your staff deal with on a daily basis. And I'm going to take you to Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve, right? And interest rates are up. They're probably going to go higher. What happens at a community bank when the Fed says, okay, 50 basis points, half percentage point? What happens?
I think people jump to a conclusion. They read a headline that rates across the board are going to move. And that just isn't true. Banks are going to set rates for both loans and deposits based to a degree on competition and also what they've got. Right now, we have lots of liquidity in the banking system. I was talking to two other bank CEOs just yesterday, and we all have lots of cash on our balance sheet. So we don't need a lot of deposits. So I think there will be a lag to see deposit rates go up. But likewise, you won't see every loan rate go up. I mean, if you got one of those great low-rate mortgages, that's not going to change.
Yeah.
If you have a variable, you're going to see an adjustment over time. But not many people took variable rate loans.
Yeah, although I did see the other day that adjustable rate mortgages are coming back. But let me ask you this about that.
Yeah, they are coming back.
Yeah, let me ask you this about that competition thing you said, right? So the Federal Reserve raises the federal funds rate. And you and your colleagues in the banking sector in your neck of the woods and bankers everywhere say, well, the guy down the street is only given 0.3%. So if I give, 0.35, then I can get a little bit more business. Is that what we're talking about?
So to a degree, but it's a little bit more nuanced than that.
Yeah, well,
we take in deposits because that's a great service to customers. And most of them either earn an interest rate or they're like checking accounts that are free, right? We deploy that money in loans to our clients. If we've got more deposits than we've got loans, there's not a lot of incentive to pay up for more deposits.
And I guess that's why when my mother calls me and says, how come I'm not getting another 0.5% of my certificates of deposit? I guess that's the answer,
that's
right?
Exactly the right answer. Yeah, right. Exactly. And it's not because there's any kind of crazy price fixing or that kind of thing. It's just that because of the stimulus and because people were locked down and cautious, there's a lot of cash sitting on bank balance sheets. And so that need to raise rates to keep making loans just isn't there yet. Will we begin to see it? Sure.
Well, that's what I was going to say, right? Because the Fed's going to raise rates maybe a couple more times this year. And at some point, it's going to trickle down, right?
It's just a lag, right?
Yeah. Lori Stewart, she's the president and also the CEO of Sound Community Bank up in Seattle. Lori, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you. Always enjoy it.